Big news! Verizon Small Business Days are here. From April 21st through 27th, book your appointment today to make our experts your experts. Get a free tech check, special deals, and personalized advice. Call 1-800-483-4428 or visit verizon.com/smallbusiness. We got you covered. Verizon Business.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to episode 201 of the Staller Podcast. To be honest with you, I'm a bit lost, so I'm gonna ask Owen what the fuck is going on.
So, we've had an issue with Joe, believe it or not.
You wouldn't believe it.
No. So Joe was unable to make the recording this week.
Yeah.
And we think he's in the White House right now.
As we speak. He is.
Yeah. So we had to draft in a substitute at the last minute, which luckily we got.
Good substitute.
Yeah. But it means this week we've split the episode. So you would have got on Monday the bonus episode. Today you're going to get from the same recording, but just a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Give us that one at least, listeners.
Stall it with Terrence Power from Talking Bollocks.
Part two.
So I think normal service should resume next week, what do you reckon? If he ever comes back, is he back next week?
Presume he is. I feel like he is. Has it not been like 10 weeks? How long has he gone? Right, so we'll just get on with the show, I suppose.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's get the 30 Flower fella in.
Here we are.
So you're back.
Make a left.
You're back.
Drag back in. I couldn't leave you on your own like that.
Well, it's that nice, isn't it?
Is this a new episode though?
Same thing, just
rolling with it.
We can just waffle.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
What's your theory behind the start of time?
Oh, please.
Tell, like, because you talked about it there a minute ago.
Interesting enough for the listener.
It is, believe me. It will be interesting. Don't you agree on?
I think it's got potential.
I just want to know how the first two people landed.
Landed?
Like we obviously landed. We spawned in at some stage.
So spawned in? Like a game?
Yeah.
Oh.
So we feel like two of us spawned in. There's all this talk about monkeys and all, isn't it?
Oh, I never heard of it. Tell me.
No, okay, I take it back. This is not going to work.
There's all this talk about monkeys and all, isn't it?
But Owen is like, nah, we started in Ethiopia and we made our way to Blade, Switzerland. And
the thing that I find mad is like, how did the first thing of anything happen?
No, this is my point.
Like, I know, like, you're talking about there about like.
Like, at the point, there was nothing.
Yeah. But like, a frog, like, where did the first frog come from? Where did. Yeah. All of, like a giraffe, a zebra, a fucking Jack Russell, a bleeding.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
But there's never a first of anything.
How?
Well, there has to be.
It has to be, no?
No.
It has to be two, though, does there?
No, because it just mutates basically over thousands of years from one thing into another.
I'm not having that. I'm not having that, Alan.
It's pretty like, what's solid the, theory they so got like, there.
So what turned into a Jack Russell? What was there before a Jack Russell that became
some sort of a dog?
Another type of dog, yeah.
So where did that first dog come from?
Another type of dog.
No. Yeah. That had to be dog.
Whenever we talk about this, I think what's always missing is kind of just an appreciation for the vastness of time that we're talking about here. That's how it starts to make sense.
No, I appreciate that.
Hundreds of thousands, millions of years.
But did a meteor not hit the earth?
Yeah.
And blew everything up?
Well, it took a few thousand years for the dinosaurs to die.
Dinosaurs and all, yeah. So but everything died.
Not everything. Birds survived.
Okay, so
lots of stuff did survive, yeah.
Okay, but a boar didn't turn into a Jack Russell, right? So what survived that gave us a Jack Russell?
Okay, I'm going to look up what evolved into dog.
It blows the mind.
Man, it doesn't make sense to me.
There's no definite answer to what evolved into a dog. I don't care. Can't. You can't comprehend it. Can't you not? Can't comprehend it even if there's an actual real fact. I'm like, no.
Nah, haven't it?
Can't believe that.
Okay, hang on a second.
It's going to give you nothing.
Well, hang on. Well, wolves are just the answer for dogs in general.
Okay, but where did the
first wolf come from?
Okay.
What are you laughing at?
Just how annoyed he gets.
I'm not annoyed.
Yeah. Just say you're annoyed, bro. Like, I can feel the vein in the side of your head there is bulging now.
The most direct ancestor of a wolf is the mossback wolf, which lived half a million to a million years ago.
So a wolf gave birth to a pug.
So we're going back to...
He's screaming for a bit of common
60
sense.
Million years ago. Miacids, M-I-A-C-I-D-S.
This is where it gets a bit like...
Tree-dwelling mammals.
This is where they got excited.
They are the earliest known ancestors of modern cats and dogs. Same ancestor. They look a bit like a ferret or a wolverine. Then, a few million years after that, the caniforms branched off from them. The caniform group of animals. One would become wolves and dogs down the line. And the other one would become bears and seals.
How?
Because they go off in different directions and then you add in millions of years and they look quite different.
Different
directions. Well, came from the one thing.
Yeah.
But once you make that choice, you can become a whale or a Jack Russell.
And you got the wrong end of the stick there. Like.
The Leptochions, they were one of the earliest true canids. Canids being dogs.
Yeah.
They were small fox-like animals. They lived in North America. 23 million years ago.
Cute.
We're still 23 million years back, lads, right? So there's a bit of work to get through here. The Usions, they were direct ancestors of both jackals and wolves. They were more wolf-like. We're starting to get to wolf country now.
Okay, so dogs came from wolves, but what did wolves come from?
I just explained that to you.
The hatchback.
I've just gone through that.
What before that, how did they
get the bear seals.
But how did they... So bear seals...
The little ferret in the tree became the animal that would become the wolf and the bears and the seals.
But how did they all like branch out and get different breeds of like, you know, like an Alsatian and like, how does that happen?
Well, then it's the same theory. You're just following that down and, well, that's domesticated dogs. People would breed them differently. That'd be much more intentional stuff, I imagine.
Hmm.
So people want smaller dogs, bigger dogs, hairier dogs. They breed them that way.
You'll probably think this is mad boring, but the stall listener is interested in this sort of stuff, aren't they?
Mate, I'm invested. Why the fuck do you think I think it's boring?
I see a yawn.
I yawned once.
And you fucking wanted to know all about this and you're yawning on my podcast.
I'm very sorry about that.
That's why we don't get guests on. You sit here and they yawn in our faces. And...
I wouldn't mind them so interested.
I think that's mad though.
Not that they come ferrets, mate. Jack Russells and German Shepherds.
And all
and Wales.
And Wales. The country.
I feel like that's a lazy answer from the scientist. That's what
lazy.
It's lazy.
There's an awful lot of work went into figuring that out.
I just don't get it. Like,
same with space.
This is pure brain rot.
Yeah, John McGough can be in his elementary. Would. Oh, and you wouldn't have that conversation with Joe. Tell the truth.
He'd kill the three of us and then I would fact check him and say he's wrong.
Oh, that tends to happen to me as well sometimes.
It's the same with everything. Like,
how do
it's just the idea of something starting and how that started. Like,
in your head.
It's a, like, you're not, the human brain can't comprehend that because nobody knows really. Like,
I got a pain in my head and I think about it.
I get panic attacks. Oh, why am I standing in the toilet? It's 5 a.m, what am I doing? So what if you don't know, Daz? Just go back to bed. But the bed will swallow me. Let's take him from a past experience.
Like, how do they know that they should have solar systems and all?
Because they've telescopes.
Telescopes, bro.
Where'd the first telescope come from?
Oh, don't mind that.
Just get down that rabbit hole.
No, you can ask that for anything. You can ask that for anything and you'll never know.
Right, Terry, 6 to 7 million years ago, right? Us and chimps were the same.
Did you ever see Planet of the Apes?
Terrence just rolled his eyes.
Us and chimps were the same time.
You don't believe that.
I don't believe that.
Only 6 million years ago.
Six to seven million years ago. That's a long time.
That's not that long when you think about it.
Right. Then four.
Tell him how long. Do you know how long America exists?
Yeah.
What, 300 and something years? Like?
No. 300 years.
The political entity of.
Yeah, but yeah. People were living there, like.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's been there before.
Well, just that section of it, like. The political sort of things.
300 years.
That is
years.
Nuts, isn't it? To think of, like.
Like, we're only a couple of nannies away from remembering that.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah, yeah.
We're about 4 or 5 nannies away. We're only about 4 or 5 nannies away from remembering that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I didn't get you.
Well, I mean, that's just a general theory, and we evolve as time goes on. Started off same as chimps. There was different versions of... Gradually, they... get bigger brains, they stand upright more, eventually they start making their own tools,
and then they're doing podcasts,
develop language, yeah, doing podcasts, yeah,
that's a fact. Yeah,
so like where
that we came from, chimps,
well, like any, yeah, like any science, yeah, scientific, because fact. Exactly. It could be, it could always be disproved someday, like if someone finds something new, but yeah.
So are we blessed to be born now?
It's a miracle,
I think. Statistically speaking, it's the best time to have ever been alive. Overall.
Do you think so? I disagree. I think it's very scary out there.
Yeah, no, that's not saying
I think it's scary back then, bro. When you had nothing, you only had that evolve from a chimp. Yeah. You don't know your ass from your elbow.
Yourself and fucking
get
filled.
You have a wolf chasing you.
Yeah.
But even Owen, right? Languages, bro.
Yeah.
How did they get to that?
Just made them up as they went along. I doubt it, but...
Like, how did they first know how to speak? Not only that, then they got carried away. They were like, right, we're going to have Chinese, we're going to have English, we're going to have German. And they just got carried away with languages then.
In 1800...
Tribes.
1800 only?
No, I'm saying in 1800, in Europe, the average life expectancy was 33.
33 years old.
200 years ago. You're only expected to live 33.
What's it now?
That's 70. What I'm saying is...
70.
So then you get to...
75, I think.
From 1700, it starts at... Oh, it's actually higher than 34.3. I wonder what happened.
So you just brought us to a bad spell.
No, because in... Well, 1820, it's 35. 1850, 36. 1870, 36. Then it starts jumping up. Once you get into the 20th century, 42... 46 in 1913, 1950, 62, and we are currently 79.
It's gone up again.
So in 200 years, the average human has more than doubled.
But what's the highest that can go to? So I bet you back in the day, right?
It'll go to in the hundreds.
When somebody got to 35, yeah. Everyone was like, right, he's on death's door.
And look, right. That's literally like just nearly my age now. Like.
Yeah, he hasn't long left, saying, right? And we say that about 80-year-olds. So in 100 or in 200
years. My granny's
years,
95.
That's some fucking age.
She still hasn't hit a peak.
I'd say she's taking a waterlocked. Like 95 is... Like,
do you know what the mad thing about
she's seeing so just like, much.
My nanny at the moment is kind of just like fed up.
Yeah.
Like my ma'll say it and all. Like she's just like... I'm here too long. I'm not saying that in a bad way. I think that is the mentality of people of that age. Not all of them.
That's what I meant when I said I'd say she's bollocks. She's seen so much, bro.
She's seen all of it.
She is bollocksed.
She's good at taking a penalty. It's mad though. God. Like.
95.
I had this chat with Amy, like about the wedding. We were chatting about like the wedding rings, like, and I was saying to myself, like, I'll have a wedding ring on. I feel like that's a real mature thing to have on you, like, you know, people notice it. And it's real, like, adult, like, he's married, he's a wedding ring on. But, like, be wearing a tracksuit. Oh, do you think that's weird, wearing a tracksuit and having a nice wedding ring?
We never thought about that till now.
Did you not? It's a perfect bit to throw at him.
Oh.
What do you think of that?
Yo.
Tracksuits and wedding rings. What are we getting at?
I just think that looks, I think.
That's wrong.
It is wrong. Yeah.
It's just a ring.
That's like some of the lads wear, like, a Rolex.
With a tracksuit.
With a North Face tracksuit. I'm like, bro. Mm.
Like a gold wedding ring. Mine isn't gold, but like standard is gold, isn't it? Like gold band.
These
majority is kind of like you'd say is a gold band, isn't it? Silver.
I think it'd be silver for most now.
But like to wear that with a to have that on with a tracksuit is
it is strange.
It is strange.
I've never thought about it before. But it's strange, bro.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Dunno, I'm fucked.
You look confused.
Start dressing like a grown up.
He did for a while. Remember I fell out with you?
So uncomfortable.
I fell out with him over at home. Didn't see him in a tracksuit for about 6 months.
So uncomfortable. Yeah, I just thought I'd throw that one at you.
Both ball, like.
Just throw it in there, spanner in the works.
From evolutions to wedding rings with tracksuits. I don't have any questions, bro.
This is the main now.
Is it?
I think so, isn't it? A bit mix about, like, in one.
He's really trying to get his money's worth now, me, aren't you?
And we'll let you go now. But, I mean,
let you go.
we'll release you. I feel like I don't like talking about this evolution stuff because I don't know enough about it until I actually go away and sit down. I know the general theory of it, but I always feel like I'm missing some of the details. But that's the overall idea. We're talking millions of years. Millions. That's a long time. Humans have only been around since we evolved to become Homo sapiens. That's 300,000 years. 300,000 years. Since the very first, what you would call a human, right?
So what? Like
think of all that has
Neanderthal.
Changed. We were living in caves.
Yeah.
Right? Think of how far we are now. That's 300,000 years. And what was I give you one there? Like 60 million years ago or something? This animal, this like ferret looking thing was up in the tree. Like 60 million years. I can see how that would turn into a seal.
And I kind of get it when you say it like that, yeah. It's just evolution. It's just time. And then you never know. In 100 million years, yeah, Jack Russell might be a big, huge
dinosaur. T-Rex.
But didn't he fucking clone a bleeding wolf? What was that thing?
The dire wolf, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see that?
No, what?
There's like an animal called a dire wolf that went extinct. I don't know how long ago. But they cloned it and brought it back, two of them. Like, and they're going to breed them. Like, and they literally brought it back through like science.
Why do they need to do that on?
Because they can.
I hate when we do stuff because we can.
Well, if they could do that.
What was your man's name on? Who said he was going to blow the moon up to make a statement?
Huh?
We had a chat on this before, and there was some fella who got annoyed and he said he was going to blow the moon up so Russia could see it, I think.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Oh. We talked about it here?
Some fella.
Our own podcast.
I'm talking bollocks, sorry. But I hate when we do stuff just because we can. Like this fella was like, I can blow that moon up, so I might just do it, to make a statement.
Project A119.
That's
it. It was developed by the US Air Force in 1958. And the aim was to nuke the moon.
So the Russians could see. Because they can't not see the moon.
Yeah, it was meant as a show of force to the Russians. They were going to nuke the moon.
And we have a ship.
Why would they do that?
To make a statement. To be like, don't be getting smart.
To make a statement and end the world.
No, the moon, bro.
Yeah, but if you blew up the moon, you'd end the fucking world, like.
Why?
Because you need the moon for stuff.
It wouldn't blow up the moon, though.
Yeah, it's impossible, no.
No, but you'd see that. You'd
put
see
a big dent in it, all right, but you're not going to blow the whole fucking thing up.
You put a dint in it, all right, yeah. You'd see a little flash from down here.
Do you not think if there was no moon, we'd survive? If there was no moon, we'd still survive, do you think?
Yeah, why wouldn't we?
You wouldn't.
Why not?
Well,
tell him.
Why would we not survive?
See, this again, I don't know exactly. I can't give you the exact. It controls the tides anyway, so that's going to fuck things up.
So we could guess an armies.
the whole magnetic balance of things would be.
We'd all shift and be falling on our heads and all.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying. That fella threatened to do that just because he could.
It was the US Air Force.
It was he.
It was he. Do you not know the US Air Force fella? Hey, US Air Force fella?
The English have a submarine in the water.
Yeah.
And it just goes around the world.
Waiting.
Under the ocean. And if that turns on the news the next morning, what station is it on?
He knows this one too.
Oh, do you know that one?
That if someone...
It's the World Service or the...
If they don't get the coverage, they're just going to press a button and blow the world up.
The Today programme on BBC Radio 4, yeah.
They were told, if that doesn't work for 3 days, hit that button there. Yeah. And the world's gone.
You know this. I've told you this in this podcast, yeah.
Just because they can. Just because they can.
I mean, it's a good enough reason.
It's the nuclear deterrent.
What, the telly didn't come on?
Yeah. The telly's always on. If it's not on for 3 days, blow the world up.
If London's gone, you may use your nukes. That's
mental.
Yeah.
Only if London's gone.
Well, like, that's the idea. If the capital of the city is... It's so that basically, the reason they do it that way is so this plan, I'm not even sure if it's still in effect, but it certainly would have been brought in when, during the Cold War. So the Soviets would know, well, even if we nuke London, we're not going to find their submarine and they're going to nuke Moscow after a few days. We won't know where it's coming from. It's the deterrent. It's to stop them ever thinking of doing it. To have this backstop that says, if you ever pull it, no matter what you do to us, we're going to be able to get you back. That's the idea.
There's always one pointing in the other direction. Always.
But they're doing that just because they can, aren't they? Well, what are you nuking each other for? Did you get me, Owen?
We could do the Cold War and the nuclear arms race. That's interesting stuff.
Is it as interesting as that submarine?
It's full of stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Right.
Sold. Signed the contract. Because I love that story.
Mm.
The blade and telly doesn't come on. Moscow's gone.
Good luck.
Lost the British signal. I lost the 5G on Manashri.
Sometimes the telly doesn't come on in my gaff. Don't say me blowing up the...
You can't get the fire stick on.
Ballymun.
Yeah, Ballyfirm is in a hole.
Because I couldn't get the match on. Kicking the telly and all, slamming the top of it.
Apparently there was someone else who wanted to blow up the moon for different reasons.
Had a bad day, watch.
Dr. Alexander Abian, an Armenian mathematics professor. He worked at Iowa State University. And in 91, he proposed blowing up the moon.
Imagine just putting that into a sentence.
He said it.
The moon. And that's the end of it and no one's going to stop me.
His theory was basically it would kind of realign the Earth's balance and stop extreme weather events happening and this kind of thing. From my very, very brief reading of this, it seems pretty much everyone else is like, well, that's definitely not going to work.
It'd be like hitting that wall with a spud gun. It would.
Why?
Because it wouldn't do fuck all to it.
Wouldn't affect it?
It'd just blow a crater off it or something. Wouldn't it?
Right. I think we've confused ourselves enough.
Yeah, I'm going to go home for a nap.
I have a banging headache.
You need a glass of water.
Yeah, until blade and parrots eat them all.
Why is there no painkillers in the jungle? Because the parrots eat them all.
It's Calvin-esque.
That's his classic.
That's your go-to, is it? Like if people walk up to you on the street and now you're the funny fella.
Joke, quick. Why is there no painkillers in the jungle? Don't know. Because parrots eat them all.
You do need a quick one though.
Yep.
Do you
have
it?
I have a few of them.
Only the best will do for mom. So make Whole Foods Market your Mother's Day destination. Shop the floral department for vibrant blooms like tulips, orchids, peonies, and expert-crafted bouquets. Then head to the wellness and beauty department and give mom a spa-like experience with scented candles and more. And if you're hosting brunch or dinner, order flavorful Whole Foods Market catering by May 9th. Celebrate Mother's Day with Whole Foods Market in store and online.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS.
Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
From Maggie.
Maggie from The Simpsons.
Maggie. Does she say where she's from now?
Yeah, Springfield.
Terry doesn't get Simpsons reference.
I nailed that one.
What's worse, a stone in your shoe all day?
I hate that.
There's not many things worse, so.
Well, or when you're...
Flips in bed.
No. When you're eating something soft, like a sandwich, and...
Get stuck on your palate?
No. When you take a bite, you find a totally out of place and wrong hard bit inside it.
Now that would fucking torture me.
Get stuck to your palate, like, why you?
That happens when you're like that and you can't talk. Ham and cheese up there. I went to a deli the other day, right? And I was getting a wrap and I just wanted like chicken, cheese and a bit of light mayonnaise now. Cause,
you know, I can see.
All right. And I was looking at the board where he puts it on and I was looking fucking... debating it whether he was going to put it there or not, because there was just this little small piece of ham on it and he put the wrap over it and then he put all the fillings on, rolled it up, gave it to me. I got into Jerry's car and I opened it and the bit of ham was stuck on the wrap. Threw it out.
Did you?
Threw it out.
Why?
That freaks me out.
I don't like it.
I took one bite out of it and then I couldn't enjoy it because I was thinking of the ham that was on it and God knows what else was on the board. And I was like, there has to be at least one little bit of sweet corn in here for no reason.
I'll eat anything, but that happens like regularly.
Oh, can't
where
do
you
it.
Just, they're at the making someone else's roll. And do you know what else I don't like? And I'll still eat it out. But you know when the mayo, when they're scooping the mayo out and there's like bits of stuff in it?
Yeah.
Like because they're obviously...
Like red onion or something?
Something in it.
Ah, good luck, I'd be gone. I'd have to go home for an hour, I think.
You wouldn't be well.
Have a shower.
Is he saying like when you hold your teeth, Alan, when you buy something hard that's not meant to be there?
No, I don't think it's that it hurts you. It's just that it would freak you out because you're expecting soft bread and, you know.
But there's something in there.
And then
hard.
Suddenly there's like, something that shouldn't
be
there.
A crouton or something.
There's a contamination in your sandwich.
I'd rather the stone in my shoe.
You're fussy though. You're fussy.
Couldn't do that. Couldn't.
He was well looked after, only him. One of them.
When?
But getting rid of the wrap and all. You must be worth a right few pound nowadays.
Fucking wish. Have to start again with the wedding.
Because the wraps are about 15 quid a pop nowadays.
I took a bite out of it. I couldn't do it though.
It's like, do you ever make one of the lattes? The bad.
Touching the top of that fucking thing. God knows whose lips were on it.
It was me.
Oh, was it?
When you make one of them home Nescafe lattes and you don't store the proper and you take a sip and there's a lump in it.
I hate that.
Boy, is that Shinja West.
But at least you know where that's from.
Or a protein.
That's
shake.
The thing, if something's unexpected in your sandwich, like, what the fuck is that? Where did that come from?
Yeah, like it's like fucking what I'm
that's
saying
what
about
would,
the ham bit.
Yeah, we'll get inside like, my head. What is it? Where did it come from?
I don't mind it.
I have this thing in my head and I'm like, that fucking bit that's in that is not mine. I didn't ask for that. That's not mine. And I can't do it.
Yeah.
If I said to them, give us a fucking wrap with fucking chicken, cheese, mayonnaise and one little tiny bit of ham, I'd have ate it. I didn't ask for that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Darren, you know what my favourite story of all time is? When you got robbed. That's oh, I swear to God, that is the
chicken fillet roll.
That's the funniest. And the bottle of Lucas head, was it?
And a coffee. Let me keep the coffee slip. Yeah. And keep that. You fool you.
It's one of the best stories I've ever heard that.
Scary though.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Do you know that fucking feeling you get when your whole body just goes.
When shit's about to go down, your body goes into this sort of.
Like,
you know, oh.
It's like if just whole body goes hot. Yeah. And it's just like panic. And he's like, I have a blade, pal. I was like, all right, you can have it. It's Sony Ericsson. Have it if you want.
But did you not laugh when he said keep this coffee slice though?
No, I was in panic.
Oh, you would have laughed. I swear to God.
I laughed years later.
Yeah.
Years later. It took
you're
me
still,
a while.
You're only getting over it.
And you're still not over it.
What a great story, huh?
The classic.
Episode one.
Episode one.
Was that episode one? Fucking hell.
Started off so well.
Oh, well. What you have a part to play as well, Alan.
Podcast going to the dogs. How the feel?
It's the edit. It's all down to the edit.
The producers.
Ah, they're getting a bit fucking ahead themselves.
He had a good Christmas. He's still recovering, that fella.
what's all this about?
Yeah, struggling, even reading out the letters nowadays. He's reading the letters, he just be stuttering. I never heard the man stutter for 4 years. Come back after Christmas with a cigar on his ear. He just starts stuttering.
What are you doing giving out with producers in general?
No, I'm only messing. I just fucking got whatever he's saying.
Well, half your wedding guests are podcast producers.
I know. Yeah, well. That's where the money's at.
Okay. Paul in Newbridge says, would you go on Celebrity Big Brother if you were guaranteed to win and get a 10 million quid sponsorship deal out of that?
Yeah.
The catch is...
Obviously.
What is... He's,
oh, there's a catch. There's a catch. We might retract here.
I was like, what?
The catch is... It's a pretty straightforward catch. Everyone thinks you're a cunt forever.
Yeah, would they?
You wouldn't.
For 10 million, yeah. Go off the grid then, just live me life.
See, yeah, I think...
I hate when people that don't know me think
you would hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever get that?
I get really triggered by that.
I'm like...
I think I'm all right, like...
Why do you think I'm a cunt? We've never spoken before, like... Do you know what I mean? I know I'm alright.
Yeah.
Maybe like if you didn't know me.
If you didn't, if you looked in.
From the outside.
From the outside and you didn't know you and you were a bit in your ways and you stumbled across like on a fucking TikTok of your podcast going, bro, they'd probably be like, I hate him.
Tell us how you really failed that.
Me, like, same with me.
Yeah.
Talking about fucking.
You sounded like you were talking from experience there.
Not with you, other people, yeah.
Okay.
Like, I couldn't put a name on it for reasons. What am I talking about?
I don't know.
You fucking have me going mad.
Does
here.
He get like this every week?
Like what?
He gets like this when even I'm just in normal conversation with you, you get like that. You kind of ramble a little bit. And then you'll be like, what the fuck am I on about?
I think everyone does that now.
No. I don't. Do I?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
A lot. Me and you ain't so different, you know.
Weirdly, I do agree with that.
So you're not taking the money?
No, I'm not, bro. I don't want to be a cunt. I want to be a bleeding nice young fella, for fuck's sake.
It depends.
Well, no, everyone thinks you're a cunt. It depends. You can be the same young fella.
It depends what kind of light you're seeing as a cunt. Like, would it be for something like Mickey Rourke, the way he went on? Or is it like just you're just throwing your weight around just being a prick? Saying, what's up with you? I'm one of them. Like,
Andrew Tate was on the money.
If he ended up like him, no, I wouldn't. That's your question.
Yeah.
Because yeah. He ain't going down the matrix like that. It's not worth 10 million.
I think he has more than 10 million now as well, which is mad because he was on Big Brother.
He was literally on Big Brother, yeah.
And open your mind.
So he's basically.
Open your mind. Open your mind. Open your mouth.
Shut up.
I'm going to get a text in about 24 hours. Will you take out that Andrew Tate stuff?
Why? Yeah. Because I said that I don't like him. Keep that in. It's brand safe.
Darren's like that. Cut that.
Delete that.
You can see the wheels in your head.
Yeah, just better off just not commenting, aren't you?
Yeah.
Open your mind.
So we leave all that in.
Out, please.
In.
I used to do this thing where... if I want something out, and I was like, yeah, we'll keep that in. I used to just go, gay, gay. And I was like, you know, we'll just keep that bit in as well.
This is a Lewis for you.
So you have to be in. So, talking about Andrew Tate and saying gay continuously.
Yeah, but it's like you already said the bad stuff.
And then you're saying another thing that he thinks is gone. Why am I fucking rubbing the chair like that? Like,
it's like you thought if you contaminated one part of the recording, the whole recording was just ruined. Anyway, the last one for you, Larry in Mead.
Larry.
He just wants to know, what's your...
Larry.
Just the way I said, Larry. Oh, Larry, how are you, Lar?
Oh, Larry.
Larry just wants to know, what would your dream deep dive be after the Manson ones?
Okay.
That's for you, Darren.
You can answer too.
The start of time, bro.
Start
of
time.
I'll probably end up in a fucking box.
This is his whole thing now. He wants to do a deep dive on just the start of time.
Start of time, then? Where did we come from? Where did we come from?
I went around that circle in my head for about 5 years and I'm not going back.
That's horrible,
isn't
it?
Next question. I don't know what I'd pick. Maybe like another. Like I was going to say like Ted Bundy or something, but I kind of know everything about him because I did my own mini deep dive at home.
Was there much mystery around Ted Bundy?
Wasn't much mystery, but like it's just like mental. The way his home life was to his outside life, or out of home, like mad.
Why was he normal?
Yeah, he was like a fucking family man, wasn't he? Like,
was he home? Yeah.
Well, he was.
What was he, a murderer?
He knows way more than I do about Ted Bundy. He knows a lot about Ted Bundy.
Want to know?
Go on.
Do you want to know where he grew up? Money miss. I don't know where he grew up. But like, you know, he was in a relationship with a woman that had like a kid, and like he basically raised the kid with her, like, and while he was just like at home being like a father figure, he was out murdering women, like.
Weird, Dana.
Mad. Tell me,
how can you switch it on and off like that?
He never switched it off, I don't think. I think he was just like,
it was an act.
Yeah, an act.
Did you watch Say Nothing?
Yeah.
Lethal. I went down a mad rabbit hole.
About the troubles and that, like?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The IRA and all.
See, I don't know, like, too much Irish history, like.
I always say that. I wish I knew more, don't I, Owen? Wish I knew more.
You do. He says that a lot.
Wish I knew, like, the ins and outs of everything.
Sometimes you wish when it's brought up in conversation that you could just go with it, like,
yeah,
like know your stuff, like.
But I'm like that when him and Calvin is talking, because they can talk about anything. So kind of tune in, then he's like, "Oh, can't just tune in. I made 1804." And then Calvin goes,
"He knows that off the top of his head."
It's just all this weird stuff, and I'm like, "I'm just sitting here bleeding, throwing this little duck up in the air now." I'm giving out to me.
It is true. Well, you had to put the duck down.
Well, thanks very much for listening to that. A bit mad. It's always great to have Terry Flower in. Shooting the brace. Normal service will resume next week, I suppose. Am I right on? Fingers crossed, anyway.